Today's show is brought to you by International Genetics Labs, where we specialize in personalized medicine, which is called pharmacogenetics. Pharmacogenetics refers to the genetic differences in metabolic pathways which can affect individuals' responses to prescribed medications. We will provide everything your doctor needs to perform the test. If you are on any medications and you would like to find out more information, or if you are a physician and you're interested in doing the pharmacogenetics testing, feel free to check us out at internationalgeneticslabs.com or contact me through my email address, joe@joeshortridge.com, for more information. And now, let's get on with the show.
Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your hosts, Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello!
What's up, my brother?
Nothing.
How was your week?
Pretty good. I had a few things going on.
Yeah?
I had some lunches with some doctors. As you could see in our intro there, I made another commercial for myself.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah, you know, it's really important that these doctors get these tests for their patients because there's people on so many medications and people are just whacking out because the bad drug, or I don't want to say bad drugs, but the wrong combination of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, so I had some lunches with some doctors and hopefully somebody else learned something from me visiting them.
That's great. And let's see what else happened. Okay, so Halloween is come and gone.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of sad about it because I love this time of year, all the ghost shows on and the candy and the stomach ache from eating too much candy.
And now it's Christmas.
No, it's not.
I'm sending out my Christmas cards so people get them before Thanksgiving.
You always get such a good start on it. And then every year I am so busy at this time of year with what I do in my real life. But I never can get Christmas cards out. I am just not a card person whatsoever. Even on like birthdays, I'm not a card person. I can't get a card in the mail to save my life.
Well, you know, you just got to push yourself to do it. You got to channel your inner bad Santa.
Yeah. Well, like last year.
Or is that bitch Santa?
Last year, I didn't have any vacation time left after October because remember I had my gallbladder out.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, hopefully I'll get some time off during the holidays. Yeah. Maybe I'll be able to get a Christmas card out. So anybody who does not get a Christmas card, don't be offended. It's just, I'm a busy woman.
Oh.
So anyways, Joe, let's tell our listeners what happened this week, what we went to see.
Oh yeah, a couple of the local ghost hunting groups or paranormal groups. They're not ghost hunters because these guys are the real deal. They do the real investigations,
they're
not the hunters like we are.
Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society.
Yes.
They put on a presentation at one of the local libraries and it was amazing. I know I use that
amazing,
word a lot.
Amazing, like for sure.
Like, yeah. So anyways.
But it was really interesting. They talked a lot about the local.
And I didn't realize there was that much activity around where we live.
Well, like you said on the last show, was it the last show? You said that we're ranked fourth in the country for paranormal activity. Activity.
So this is really interesting. So Joe and I are there and we're sitting in the back row and there's maybe five rows of chairs and in the like a little conference room off of the library. And we were sitting there and they had this huge video screen up and it was almost like a TV, but bigger.
It was a 70-inch flat screen.
Oh my God. It was very
with handles
fancy.
On the side so they could move it around and I could move it into my house, but
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, really. So they had an infrared camera set up to just show some of the equipment that they use and how they use it. So they had turned the lights off and they had this camera going. And it was interesting because people were watching the presentation, but I was watching the video screen and there were so many orbs flying around. I could not believe it. There was this orb that came out and it was kind of orange yellow. And I know it wasn't dust because dust has that snowflake type.
And you can tell the dust because I mean, and there was a lot. You could see a lot of dust. Just,
right.
It goes just past. It doesn't change directions or that. It just goes past.
This is so interesting. An orb came out from, if we were looking at it, so it would be from the left. It made a 45-degree angle turn and came straight. So it must have came straight at the camera because I was looking at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was so interesting. And then at one point, you and I were sitting there, and you're in the chair next to me, but there was probably probably like 2 feet between us. And this bluish, I don't know, it wasn't turquoise, but it was just kind of a weird color blue orb shot between us both. And I saw it with my eyes. And it wasn't a reflection on my glasses because they have my contacts in that night. It was so interesting.
And one of the reasons why they had it at that library, because there's so many stories of that library being haunted. So yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, it was interesting. And then there was one other orb that came on the screen, and I'm not sure if this was like dust or not, but it was bright yellow and it kind of flickered in and out and went straight down. So that's why I wasn't sure if it was dust or if it was.
Yeah, it's tough to say, but.
But it was so bright in and out about 6 or 7 times as it went straight in front of the camera. So I'm not sure.
One of the things that you want to look at when you see orbs on a video camera like that is if it flickers. Mm-hmm. There's two things. If it flickers, it could be a bug flapping its wings.
Oh.
But the way you described it to me, and I couldn't see it because there was a rather large gentleman's head in front of me, so I couldn't see the screen.
Oops.
Yeah. But if it flickers like that, generally it's a bug. But being yellow, bugs usually just show up as white because they don't emit color. And with using that camera... It's not like using a spotlight because on those cameras, they use the light that we can't see.
Right.
And if it's standard lighting shining on a bug, it'll pick up the color of the bug, but that kind of lighting doesn't. So that's why you always see the white orbs going by, which are dust and all that.
Yeah, and I saw some of those, but this just had a particular pattern and it was big. So I was like, maybe it's like a gnat or something, but...
But a gnat wouldn't... It would move around.
Right, it didn't. It went straight down and it like blinked in and out like 6 or 7 times. Like, I don't know if anybody else saw it. So if anybody was at the lecture, leave us a message on our Facebook page and let us know if you saw the same thing that we saw on that video screen. It was just so interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't really watching the screen that much because I didn't have a straight view of it.
Yeah, so Harold and Butch and... I forget the other lady's name, but she was so nice. They did an awesome presentation.
They did.
Yeah. So we're very thankful to them for letting us
It was neat
out
because I still work at the factory at night. I'm working on, once my lab stuff takes off, I'm going to quit the factory. But I don't get to go to these things because, so I took the night off and went.
Because it was your birthday. But yeah, that was a really cool presentation they put on. And it would have been nice if we could have had more of the question and answer time, but we kind of got shuffled out of there pretty quickly.
I know. She said that the library closed at 9, so they had to shuffle everybody out. Then I get home, I look at the clock, and it was like 9:06.
Yeah. It was really? Like 8:25, and she was kicking us out. But that's all right. We'll get together with them again. They're awesome dudes, so we'll definitely. So I got a couple fun paranormal stories I want to tell you. Okay. So this is a good one since we just celebrated Halloween.
Okay.
You're going to love this one, Joe.
All right. Throw it at me.
All right. The headline is, bum, 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 Burger King dresses as ghost of McDonald's.
Ooh, the McDonald's ghosts.
So the fast food chain decided to have a dig at its rival. It was part of its celebration of Halloween this year. Draped in a thin white sheet in the early morning breeze, a branch of Burger King in Queens, New York had been closed for construction. So what they did was put giant golden arches on the sheet, made it look like a ghost. And it says, boo, just kidding. We still flame grill our burgers. Happy Halloween.
That's great. That is so great. I mean, I love hilarious. People that have sense of humor.
Yes, really. Everybody just takes everything so serious. So, yeah, just really, really funny. And then I have another cool one that I wanted to share with you this week.
All right.
Is there's a giant bird has been seen in Wyoming.
Oh, there we go. Yes. That's my kind of stuff.
So it says, Oklahoma native who asked to remain anonymous told Cryptozoology News that he was driving north on Buffalo Creek Road on his way to Thermopolis. And he came upon this unusual sighting. He said, I observed a large raptor lift off the roadway. I was struck by its large size and
raptitious
nature. It hit a ridge and soared up about 40 meters, where it glided to perch across the gorge to the east. It perched there broadside to me, approximately 300 meters away. After perching, I was able to glass it with, it says, I was able to glass it with an 8x binocular.
I understand.
I don't know. Majority of the time. Eventually, it would fly up directly over the ridge just beyond the gorge where it perched.
So it actually flew and landed and like a bird would, because I did see a YouTube video out. Everybody was saying that somebody saw a demon flying, and really? It was just one of those, you know, those big outdoor displays that has a head, and then it's just like a cheesecloth sheet that comes down, and it's supposed to be a demon. Well, somebody put a drone on it and flew it, and somebody videotaped it. I mean, it's debunked right away.
Okay.
But with this story, he actually saw it take off and land.
Yeah, and I guess some other people had seen it, but they were just really in awe of how big it was compared to, like, any other bird in that area. So and that was just interesting.
There are sightings still of the giant birds, whether it be a raptor style or a regular bird style, you know, the Thunderbird. Mm-hmm. People, they're still seeing them right now. I mean, there's still accounts of it. So who knows?
You never know.
You never know. And that's why it's paranormal.
Yes. Not normal like me. Yeah, right. Okay, so moving on to our topic for the show today.
Today's topic is demonic possession. Demonic possession. I think that was a band, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I usually get that way about once a month.
Oh, God. I don't want to know about that stuff.
All right, then we'll talk about demonic possession. Yeah, so it's a kind of a serious topic. You know, people joke about it, but, you know, there has been some very, you know, popular reported cases, and people, it's scary.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to encounter it.
There are cases that have lasted for years, and there's been...
That was Joe's demonic stomach growling. I don't know what it is. Every time we do this show, both of our stomachs start growling, so right. We must have, like, demons in our stomach or something. Okay, go ahead.
So, I mean, there's been cases that have lasted for years. You know, people try to get exorcisms. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, in my case, you try to exercise for years and it just never works out.
Oh, my gosh. I must have like a fat demon inside of me because all I do is eat all the time. I don't know what's going on. I just want to eat. I don't know.
Maybe it'll help if you go over to Seven Little Cupcakes tomorrow morning and get some donuts.
Oh my gosh. I get possessed when I think about them. They're so good. Yeah. So if you're out in Perrysburg, Ohio, go over to my niece's cupcake shop and bakery and buy a dozen fancy schmancy donuts. They're delicious. So Joe, tell us, okay, just get serious for a minute. Tell us what exactly demonic possession is.
Well, it's known. Okay. So it's basically if your body is opened up to the evil and a demon actually takes over your body, your spirit, or your aura. And there, I mean, there's tons of different ways that you can tell if someone is possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, there's physical changes, like somebody that's real quiet can become very verbal, very abusive. Somebody that's happy and loud all the time can become closed in. They can become abusive, like I said. They have mental changes. You can have physical changes, whether it's massive strength, strange odors. You can have people that just act like they're going crazy, basically.
Yeah.
And like, well, not to get ahead of ourselves, but some way that I can describe this is in the Bible, Jesus, or they say that Jesus was the first person to exorcise someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was a person in one of the villages that got ostracized or whatever.
Ostracized.
Yeah. Kicked out of the village because of his erratic behavior. They said that he was a normal person, and all of a sudden, he was very violent. He smelled bad. He never took showers, never cleaned himself, whatever. You know, well, they didn't have showers back then, but never cleaned themselves.
Mm-hmm.
He started speaking in tongues, speaking languages that people don't understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, ancient talk or even words that people have never heard of before. I mean, there's tons of different things. Like I said, speaking in tongues, look for changes in the eyes. People's eye colors change.
Oh, really?
They've been known to go like total black, sort of like the black eyed kids.
Well, I heard too that sometimes like the voice will change.
Yeah.
And then even the facial structure can change. Like, if you're looking at them, they just completely look like somebody
different. Oh, okay.
Different.
I haven't heard about that.
And then, you know, there may be signs of injuries like scratches or bite marks or lesions. And like you said, the superhuman strength.
One of the things about that in the Bible. I forget what verse. You know, I don't know. But
you need to read the Bible.
The guy that was possessed was striking himself with rocks.
Oh my gosh!
Self mutilation. That's part of it, and that's all goes back to the same thing: is your mental state just goes crazy.
You know, and it's like it's hard. You have to really decipher between what is true mental illness, or chemical imbalance, and what is a true demonic possession. And you know, it's like how do you, how do you open yourself up to that, and how do you close yourself off from that?
And back then, I say back then, but there it's ever since written history has been found. I mean, you're talking wood and clay tablets thousands and thousands of years ago. They say at the beginning of the written language, somebody was talking about it. So it happens as far back as human history is recorded. They noticed demonic possession. But like you said, how do we know it's demonic possession compared to somebody that's going insane? Because they did have drugs back there, like ayahuasca and stuff that they took to get high, basically. You know, the shamans and all that would put people in trances. And, you know, I mean, we talk about shamans as being relatively new, but there had been stuff thousands of years ago. I mean,
yeah, if they were talking about it, you know, and I'm sure like all different cultures and religions have some form of good and evil to them.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's always got to be some way that evil gets into good people. And, you know, how do you protect yourself from that? I would think, one, don't play with Ouija boards, for sure.
Yeah.
I saw a case. It was actually a show I was watching about this young boy who had moved into this house. And he and his sister were playing in the woods behind the house. And there was an old shack. And they went into the shack. And there was a satanic Bible. And he opened it up, and that's how the demon got into him.
I've heard that story.
Just by opening the book. And it took him years and years and years of suffering. And, you know, his parents didn't believe him. They thought he was seeing things. They put him on, you know, schizophrenic drugs. And then as he became an adult, he had found a friend who had gone through the same thing and was exorcised.
Yeah.
Basically. It wasn't a Catholic exorcism. Mm-hmm. It was, they had another word for it. Was I don't know, extraction or something like that. I can't remember the exact word for it, but it was very scary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just opening a book could open you up to that.
Yeah, whatever that book was possessed, the demon attached itself to that book because of the negativity that book, you know, talked about. The one case I know of was in a monastery, and this nun, I don't know what they call it, but she was enamored with this priest. Okay. He was sort of like a teacher, okay? And she was so enamored with him and kind of, I guess, in love with him. I mean, you want to say, even though she's a nun, she still has feelings.
Right.
And she tried to get him to come to her monastery.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
The convent.
Convent, yeah. The priest are in the...
Monastery.
Okay. Yeah. So she tried to get him to come to the convent, and it refused her. And she tried and tried. Well, she ended up being possessed, okay? And I think it was, being that she was so religious, the devil or the demon or whatever attached itself to her because she was trying as hard as she could to get this priest to come to see her in a not so holy way.
Yeah.
Well, once she was possessed, it turned out that all the sisters in that ended up being possessed.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, they found all the letters and that she sent to the priest. Well, the church and the town thought that the priest, or how's it go? I should have looked it up before we came on the air. But anyhow, she said something that he was the devil, the priest was. So other things led to believe that he was a devil. So they ended up, the church ended up saying that he was evil. He was put in prison. He was tortured.
Oh, my gosh.
And just like the witch trials, and this all relates back to how the witch trials started and everything, he was actually poked with a spear, like a needle. It wasn't a full shot, but he was, okay, I'll just say needle.
Okay.
He was poked with a needle, and he would scream, okay?
Maybe because it hurt?
Yeah. And they said that because he was being poked and touched with this he was screaming. Mm-hmm. So to test him, to make sure that he was a witch, mm-hmm. a male witch, or whatever, they turned the needle around to the blunt end mm-hmm. and poked him with it, and he didn't cry. And by them doing that, they decided that he was a witch.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was tortured and burned and killed.
Oh, my
just
Lord.
Just because. But the thing is, these nuns, they actually did exorcism on all these nuns, and it took years for them to go back to normal. So who knows? Maybe they were possessed.
Yeah.
And by them being possessed, they put it off on him and made people think that he was possessed also, or he was the cause of their possession.
You know what's interesting? I always thought about, like, okay, say if you're an actor and you're doing a show like that, like, you know, a horror movie yeah. or some, or, you know, something in that genre, and you're playing this character that's either summoning this mm-hmm. or, I mean, how do, I know
it's almost like,
I know
inviting.
It's acting, but I wonder if there's ever a case where an actor, because he's portraying that or saying those certain words or whatever in his role or her role.
Yeah.
If that's ever invited something in, that's so interesting. We'll have to dig into that. I wonder, okay. Well, any of my actor friends who are out there, if you've ever had a role where you played something like that and something weird's happened, inbox me, and I want to hear your story.
It's had to happen because there's other actors and actresses and actors. I guess they're all called actors now.
Mm-hmm.
Be politically correct. The chicks and the dudes, there's been many cases where they become their character and live out that character.
Yeah. That's interesting. I have to think about that a little bit.
In the 17th century, the Protestants and the Catholics actually fought over the exorcisms.
Really? Like yeah. who was going to do them?
Who was the best?
Oh my gosh.
And they would fight.
Rumble!
There was one case where this girl had a possession
mm-hmm.
and the case went on for years, and the two churches were trying to outdo the other, and whichever one exorcised the demons out of her won the battle. It's like the battle of the exorcism.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
So once, okay, this is a weird question, but like once you exorcise a demon out of somebody, where does it go? Does it go back to hell? Does yeah. it jump into somebody else? Does it like float
around? No, the whole idea of the exorcism, see, mm-hmm. demons and spirits, evil spirits attach to people because they're not in hell, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you exorcise someone, you're casting that spirit to hell.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't want to like something jumping out and then jumping into somebody else.
Well, there's been cases of people that get possessed a few times. Yeah. So maybe that happens too.
And, you know, another thing I was curious about is like, can you be possessed by more than one
oh, yeah.
at one time?
The thing is, like when Jesus found that person that was possessed,
mm-hmm.
one thing is in the beginning of the exorcism is they always ask for the demon's name. And
how many different, like,
what's the name of, it's a word for many. We are legion, which means many.
Yeah.
So
scary.
Instead of just saying I am
so-and-so,
he said we are legion. Which
I've heard that before. I actually saw that on a show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's different names of the different types of demons.
Okay. Like, are they names of demons or names of different types?
These are different types.
Okay.
So there's tons of them.
I don't want to say their names. I'm afraid that'll invoke them.
And I'm not going to read them all because there's about 20 of them here. Okay. But some of them are like Alp, A-L-P, Bajang. Bajang!
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah. There's a fallen angel. There's demon. Mm-hmm. Cambion. C-A-M-B-I-O-N.
Hmm.
Cambion. There's an imp. There's a goblin. There's a djinn. J-I-N-N, a kappa, and I'm not going to read out what these are. I'm just saying the different names of them.
So is this like
a she-demon?
Like different cultures have different names for?
They're just different types, really. Mm-hmm. You know, like a she-demon
mm-hmm.
is an evil female being of a spirit.
Like all your ex-girlfriends?
There's a puck.
Oh, yeah? Hockey
yeah,
puck?
Yeah, there's a puck. It's a mischievous natured spirit or demon.
Oh. I don't want to run into any of those
no.
in a dark alley or anything.
No, no. So you could be a she-demon puck.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, or a knicker. A knicker is a sea-demon.
I don't know what that is.
A sea-demon.
Like you see it?
Yeah, no, like an ocean-type demon.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's all different kinds, you know. And I printed it up here, but I didn't want to read all of them because it's there's like 30 of them, and it'll take up the rest of our show. So, yeah, there's, like we said at the beginning, it's almost like people are going insane. So, really, there's ways that you could tell whether it's a possession or just somebody that's going insane.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to
do psychological testing, right?
Well, that too.
To rule that out.
Some of the things are furniture moves.
So you would have poltergeist-type activity along with that person changing in their personality and maybe they're seeing things or having experiences.
Having lesions show up we just said lesion, but lesion as in blood blisters.
Mm-hmm.
There's been cases of words being spelt in blood on people.
Like scratches.
They felt something. They opened their shirt and there were words there.
Well, you know, like when you watch Ghost Adventures and Zach's provoking, you know, he gets scratched sometimes too. Like mysterious scratches show up. And that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I mean, so something's physically attacking you.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's time to get out? Like run away.
So it all kind of coincides with each other if you're a person is possessed and then they have poltergeist activity going on, you know, and there's been cases, many, many cases of just like in that movie where a priest would try to do an exorcism and the bed would start shaking, or they'd go out of the room and they'd hear it and the kid would be screaming. They come back in and the kid is like having seizures, but it's not just a seizure. You can tell because the whole bed is shaking or there's been times where a priest is trying to do an exorcism and furniture in the room are sliding around. I mean, it's a serious thing.
There was a guy I went to high school with who claimed to do exorcisms. Now, he wasn't Catholic. He was, I think, a self-proclaimed bishop.
Okay.
And he kept asking me if I wanted to go with him. I'm like, hell no, I don't want to go with you. I don't want anything jumping out of somebody and jumping into me. I'm like, I don't want to mess with that.
You know, and it was...
I do not want to mess with
there was a time where...
deeply evil.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time where the church stopped doing exorcisms, but it seems like it's coming back.
Well, there's so much evil in the world. You know, like people are exploring different things and opening up channels. And it's like, got to protect yourself, especially, you know, when you go into some of these different locations that maybe have had some bad experiences or... satanic activity. Definitely make sure you cleanse yourself before you go in, and after you go in, you know, do some sage, some cleansing prayers, anything to make sure that stuff doesn't jump into you or follow you
and
home.
It's funny because they say that a demon or a spirit cannot attach himself unless you invite him in, but these people that have, you know, have been demonic possession, they don't invite them in.
Yeah, a child wouldn't know. No. I mean, if it's a kid that gets possessed, like, you know, that movie, The Exorcist, that was a younger girl. I mean, she was playing with a Ouija board or something,
That movie was actually based on a story, and it was the Lincolnshire, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that really a boy? Or is that something I'm thinking of?
I'm not sure. But yeah, scary stuff for a child to be opened up to that. That's not right. It's not right.
Yeah. And that's why they have the exorcisms and that. Yeah, I don't know what would cause something to be attached to a person. I think it's just they do open themselves up to it in some way, but if that demon wants to attach himself to someone, he's going to do it no matter what.
Right.
But like the reason I brought that up, though, is about how many the church stopped doing it for a while was that guy that you're talking about. You know, it's just like anything else you say. You know, there's people out there that will just say they know how to do it.
Right.
And
if you don't.
It's a serious thing.
If you don't, I'm like, really, if you don't know what you're doing,
it's just like anything else. Yeah.
Don't
try to be a show off because you're dealing with stuff that has hurt a lot of people over the years.
You could open the floodgates.
Yeah.
To all the different ones to come through. No, thank you. We got enough evil in the world.
It's who let the ghost out?
Oop. Sorry, we got on a rabbit hole there. The topic was getting a little heavy.
Yeah.
I'm
heavy, dude.
I'm scared. You know what's interesting? Okay, so, you know, we always tape our show, and we have not had the lights dim today.
Yeah.
This is usually every time we're taping the show, we have the lights going in and out. But so far, we haven't.
No.
We're doing good.
That's good.
Yeah. So, what else going on?
Well,
What else would you like to?
It's funny because we start, I've got all these notes in front of me, and I was going to give the history lesson and all that. Mm-hmm. But once you start talking about it, everybody really knows about it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you just have certain cases. I mean, I could sit here and read off all the case files, but it's all in general. It's been ever since they could find writing, most of it was about possession and evil spirits and stuff. So who knows? It's been around for a long time.
There was a lot of unexplained things to people back then. You didn't know that's about true science too, and all that. So, you know, anything that was abnormal or paranormal to them was probably a possession or an evil spirit. Oh, yeah.
I mean, even just a regular sickness, people were possessed. And when the Puritans came over, you know, everybody knows about the Salem witch trials.
Right.
Those all started with somebody that was possessed. And it, of course, it blew way out of proportion. And people were, you know, the girls were, they were blaming that slave lady. I can't remember her name. I need to write stuff down. But anyhow, they said that she was a witch because she was the one that put the possession in the two little girls.
Mm.
And that's how the whole thing started. And it ended up being one of the most famous witch trials in history.
Yeah, but I think accused of being a witch and being, you know, possessed by a demon, two separate topics.
It is, but they were saying that she put the demon in them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's a good thing for us to give you guys some information on it.
So if you do think that you know somebody who is suffering from this, you know, where do you go? Do you go to your church first?
It's
or?
Tough because you'll first go to your doctor because you're not feeling right. I mean, unless you have such a severe thing where the person is
clearly not.
I mean, bed shaking, well, like I said, spontaneous writing on their body, eye color changing. I mean, when you get that severe, but, you know, possession and demonic possession really, they're saying that up to 90% of the people have some form of it.
Really?
Who knows? I mean, it could just be their mental state.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
it's best
but
to get, so the, rule that out first.
Yeah, usually the procedure, if you think someone's possessed, you go to your doctor, and it usually ends up being where they get super medicated, and you never know, unless it's so severe that they end up calling in a priest. And the priest does an exorcism. And sometimes it takes years to exorcise that demon out.
Yeah, interesting. I just, I don't know. Just one of those topics that just gives me the willies.
Yeah. And like you said, every time we go to the ghost hunts and all that, you got to really just tell the spirits that
can't follow you home.
Can't follow me home.
Yeah. So, you know, I think too, because Joe and I don't have a ton of investigations under our belt, we need to learn how to do something to at the end of those to,
yeah,
you know,
to cleanse out the,
yeah,
body.
Yeah,
and
definitely
tell the spirits to stay there. And I know that we did that at the Gill House. They had a prayer and everything.
Yeah, definitely needed that. But
an opening.
But there were no spirits there because they blacked them all out we even got there.
I know.
That was kind of a bummer.
The sensitives all got in a room and said their little chants and told all the spirits that they're not welcome there and all that. I'm like, wait, I was, and I should have just sat up and go, wait a minute.
Yeah, really.
Hold on a minute.
We come here to communicate.
I paid for chocolate, and I didn't get chocolate.
No, you got a glass of milk.
All right, so are there any shout-outs you want to throw
out? I have a couple shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of our listeners and our new listeners. So I wanted to say David G. down in Florida.
Florida.
What's up, my homie?
Oh.
Thanks for listening
to my
show.
He's not the Florida man, is he?
He's the Florida guy. Yes. Not the one that got stuck in the chimney naked.
I was
going to
say,
no.
All these crazy stories are coming from Florida.
Yeah, really. And also I wanted to give out to a big shout out over across the pond, as they say, to my friend in England. His name is Rusty Apper. He's got a new single out. It's called Houston Wolves. It's kind of mystical music. I really enjoyed it. It just came out this week. So
check,
if you get
it out
a chance,
on YouTube.
Go to YouTube and check out Rusty Apper, APPER. What about you, Joe? Got anybody you want to say hello to?
Nope.
Aw,
nobody.
Maple bacon.
Nobody.
You know that bacon, that maple-y kind? Oh,
yeah? I think we still, even though we mentioned him at the beginning of the show, I want to shout out to Harold and the guys.
Butch, from Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
They're so fun.
That one, house that they investigated. That sounded really scary.
Which
the one where the kid killed himself? It was his grandma's house, and he committed suicide, and then he was in there, and it was scaring. The girl wouldn't even go in.
Do you remember what city that's in?
It was in Toledo.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was really interesting. And then that they went to this one location. It kind of had like vaults. It was an old building.
Yeah.
And
it was an old bank downtown.
That's it. That was the first really bank of cool. Toledo. That was very cool. I don't even remember the name of it, but.
Yeah. So I want to shout out to Harold and Butch and the whole gang over there at Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society.
Yes. What's up, my brothers?
Yes. And sister.
And sisters. Cool. All right. That wraps up our show for today. I hope you enjoyed our little demonic possession talk. Please, if you get possessed by a demon, don't call us. Call the professionals.
Yeah. And one thing that you must do is get up there wherever you get your podcast from, subscribe, leave a positive rating and review, and we will see you next week.
Talk to you next week. This is the war inside my